Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Bradley David Ron, February 24th, 1961, February 22nd, 1989.
Some people come into our lives and quickly go. Others stay for a while and leave footprints on our hearts, and we are never, ever the same. Author unknown.
Yesterday marked the 23rd World AIDS Day event, held every year on December 1st across the globe. Luzerne County Community College observed this event by hosting the AIDS Memorial Quilt on campus. The quilt promotes awareness and memorializes those who have lost their lives to HIV. Megan Margavich, coordinator of case management services with Wyoming Valley AIDS Council, spoke about the event.
Today is World AIDS Day, and we have the memorial quilt displayed for 3 days at Luzerne County Community College. Our Northeast Regional Planning Coalition, those are a bunch of agencies that work together with increasing awareness of HIV, has put the display on together. And our purpose today is to increase awareness, educate people, especially the younger generation. You know, in the early 80s, you know, you heard about people dying, and now in 2000, you don't hear about anything because people are actually living longer, living healthier lives. And it's just to increase the awareness and also prevention, because even though people are living longer, there are people still getting infected with this disease. And the age now is 13 to 19 years of age.
Megan also talked about the importance of student involvement with the event.
LCC, their student activities office, they're actually human service department, Heather Jones, her and I work great together. We've been working for 3 years, and her students actually volunteer. They put on a whole event. They promote on campus for us. They do a lot of things for us. They've made a lot of panels, you know, the posters that you see around here, even some of them sitting at the table now, they're volunteering their time all day till 8 o'clock tonight to actually, you know, put on this event with us. So they're very active. They're getting the word out.
Crystal Bronson, a sophomore human service major at LCCC, shared her emotional response to the memorial quilts.
It's a very moving, you know, situation when you go in there. You don't realize, a lot of people don't know the background and they don't know what it's actually for. So, you know, when you go in there and you read things and you can see that they have their birth date on there, they have their death date on there, and it really impacts you because you don't realize how serious of a disease this is. It's a life-threatening disease. There's really no cure for it. There's medication that can help you live with it, but there's no cure. So you die with this, and that's tragic.
Over the years, awareness for AIDS has fallen compared to that of the early 90s. Chris Kupchik, Executive Director of Caring Communities, explains.
If we were having this conversation in 1992, that wouldn't be a question. You would have heard about AIDS, right? We all would have. It was the thing. But that's because while we've gotten a grip on it, okay, with a treatment and people aren't dying, the death sentence is over, right? People tend to have they tend to move on to other stuff.
Chris and Megan suggested what could be done to raise awareness.
We need doctors, clinics, people to not be afraid to talk about it with patients, talk about it with people in the community, other organizations that may not be HIV based, but not be afraid to talk about sex risks with people, drug using behaviors, if there are any, with people that they help for other things. Because if you do that and you raise that awareness, even with one or two questions, people might begin to think, oh, this is a concern for me.
It is basically getting tested. That's what we really mainly focus on, is if you've never been tested before, to get tested. At the time of getting tested, they get a little bit of education and they can bring other people back to get tested. Awareness being that it is in our community. Luzerne County is 13th. County in the state of Pennsylvania that has a high prevalence of HIV AIDS. So it is here in our area, and a lot of people, you know, are maybe not aware of it, but maybe are ignorant to being the fact that this is more of a rural area and that we don't have this here. But unfortunately, we do, and it is a stemming problem.
Megan also discussed planning for future events.
This is actually, we put it on 2 years ago. We didn't plan it that much. This takes a year. this takes a year of planning to put it all together and get other agencies involved. So the earlier we start, the better. The more student involvement we have, the easier it is to get it going and getting other students to participate. So we do plan on bringing everybody together and doing it somewhere common, hopefully, depending on how it works out. And already today, we've had over 123 people come and view the display.
The quilt will be on display today until 8 p.m. and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. For WRKC News at 5, I'm Tommy T.
We miss you, son, brother, nephew, cousin, brother-in-law, uncle. Pray for us, Glenn, 1955 to 1993.
It is good to have an end to journey towards, but it is the journey that matters in the end. Chuck Thomas, 1961 to 1996.